You mentioned now about well, the question of big stop. It's well known among relativists at least, that you are a great advocate of closed universe. Would you more explicitly spell out your reason and your belief, although the present data still don't give a conclusive answer of the idea of closed universe?
This wonderful issue of the open universe compared to the closed universe is so lively at the present time, and I can believe that it will grow in intensity in the coming year, in the coming several years. Einstein, long ago, of course, was led into a general relativity by his idea, partly by his idea, going back to Ernst Mach, that the inertia of one particle here and now arises from its interaction with other particles elsewhere in the universe. And later on, in his famous book on the meaning of relativity, page 150, he talks about his reasons for believing still in a closed universe because of the fact that that would mean simply a finite number of particles in the universe for a given particle to interact with. Today, of course, there's another reason that one has to think of a closed universe instead of an open universe, namely that for an open universe, the most natural thing to consider is a universe that grows asymptotically flat. But a universe that grows asymptotically flat, one has no way to define what flat is in the framework of modern quantum theory, because the metric is really oscillating, fluctuating everywhere, and no matter at how great a distance one goes, he never comes to a distance that's great enough so that flatness takes place, so that it becomes very hard to know what one would have as an alternative for asymptotic flatness, which is not acceptable unless one has closure. But still, we have to recognize that the universe is not something that we necessarily can be confident in making theories about. And so we have to be open to the possibility that the evidence might someday compel us to think of it as open. And in that case, I suppose that we will be forced to say that as time goes on in the history of the universe, we are all the time getting information from greater and greater distances in the universe, and there will never come a time when we cease getting new parts of the universe into our domain of information. But I do believe it's worthwhile remembering back to 1953 and the time when it looked as if one was in great difficulty with Einstein's idea of a universe with the expansion slowing down with time. All the evidence at that time pointed to the universe expanding, and people developed all kinds of theories, like the theory of continuous creation and the steady state universe. And in the end, it turned out that although every one of those theories meant giving up Einstein's simple ideas, they were all wrong. That Einstein's original idea was correct, that the universe expansion is slowing down. The trouble was only that the astrophysical data had been wrong by a factor of six. Well, today, what is the difficulty with the idea of a closed universe? It's primarily that we don't see enough matter around. We're short by a factor of something like 30 from having enough matter to curve up the universe into closure. Still, our colleagues in the world of astrophysics give us new arguments that there's much more matter in the universe than we realized a few years ago. They find evidence that typical galaxies weigh somewhere between 3 and 20 times as much as one had first believed.